Good day, and welcome to the Everglory International Group second quarter 2019 earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Wilson Bao. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everglory International Group's second quarter 2019 earnings conference call. The company distributed its earnings press release earlier today via Newswire services. You can also download it from Everglory's website at www.everglorygroup.com. With us today are Everglory's Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Yihua Kang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Jason Wang. Both of them will deliver prepared remarks, followed by closing remarks. Before we get started, I will review the safe harbor statement regarding today's conference call. Please note that the discussion today will contain forward-looking statements made under the safe harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. As such, the company's results may differ materially from the views expressed today. Further information regarding these and other risks and uncertainties are included in the company's annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2018, and in other documents filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Everglory does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements, except as required under applicable law. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. In addition, an audio webcast of this conference will also be available on Everglory's investor relations website. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Kang. Edward, please.
Okay, thank you, Wilson. Good morning to those in the United States, and good evening to those in Asia. Thank you for joining our second quarter 2019 earnings conference call. The sales for the second quarter of 2019 decreased both in retail business and wholesale business. This decrease was primarily due to the pressure of the economic downturn and Sino-U.S. trade fragmentation. We will actively respond to the change in the potential economic environment. During the second quarter, we maintained our focus on developing the retail business through our multi-brand strategy and store network optimization initiative, while improving our wholesale business by upgrading customer profiles and enhancing our account receivables. Retail side, our brand continued to attract new customers and retain existing customers by focus on design, quality, and value. Our inventory management strategy continued to improve the balance between inventory turnover, and our diligent cost control measures further strengthening the profitability of our business. All of our efforts have contributed to the solid results for the past year. In order to create more visible and accessible locations, we remodeled our relocated citizen stores in the second quarter of 2019. As of June 30, 2019, we operated a nationwide network of 1,235 stores, compared with 1,417 stores as of June 30, 2018. While we still see strong demand for our products at our retail stores, we continue to see opportunities in the e-commerce area. Mobile platforms such as our Lagogo stores on Tmall and JD.com are used as a strategy and effective way for us to drive customer engagement, encourage cross-channel shopping, reduce out-of-season inventory, and create a unique customer experience to grow our loyal customer base. As a wholesale business, the company enhanced our extensive product development and supply chain management expertise, as well as network of high quality, reliable, and cost efficient sourcing channels and manufacturers. In addition, our market research center provides our wholesale customers with independent research and analysis of in the areas including brand image, fashion trend, new material development, and new style design. Going forward, we will continue to focus on enhancing our product development capabilities and optimizing the customer base with our long-term vision of being a leading supply chain solution provider for middle to high-end ever brands, both in mainland China and worldwide. Now, I will turn the call over to our CFO, Jason Wang, to provide the details of our financial results. Jason.
Thank you, Ms. Kang. And hello to everyone on the call. I will now walk through our financial results for second quarter 2019. Please note that all numbers discussed today are in U.S. dollars unless otherwise noted. Total sales for the second quarter of 2019 were $77.3 million, a decrease of 12.7% from $88.5 million in the second quarter of 2018. This decrease was mainly due to 19.4% decrease in our retail business and a 4% decrease in wholesale business. Sales for the company's branded fashion apparel retail division decreased by 19.4% to $40.1 million for the third quarter of 2019, compared with $49.7 million for the second quarter of 2018. This decrease was mainly due to a decrease in the numbers of stores and sample sales. The company had 1,235 retail stores as of June 30, 2019, compared with 1,417 retail stores as of June 30, 2018. Sales for the company's wholesale division decreased by 4% to $37.3 million for the second quarter of 2019, compared with $38.8 million for the second quarter of 2018. This decrease was mainly due to decreased sales in mainland China, Hong Kong, China, Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, and other European markets, partially offset for increased sales in the United States. Total gross profit for the second quarter of 2019 decreased by 15.1% to $29 million compared with $34.5 million for the second quarter of 2018. Total gross margin decreased to 37.5% from 39% for the second quarter of 2018. Gross profit for the retail business decreased by 15.1% to $23 million for the second quarter of 2019, compared with $27.4 million for the second quarter of 2018. Gross margin was 57.3% compared to 55.1% for second quarter of 2018. Gross profit for the wholesale business decreased by 15% to 6 million for the second quarter of 2019, compared with 7.2 million for the second quarter of 2018. Gross margin decreased to 16.1% from 18.4% for the second quarter of 2018. Selling expenses for the second quarter of 2019 decreased by 12.8% to the 19.7 million or 25.5% of total sales, compared with 22.6 million or 25.5% of total sales for the second quarter of 2018. The decrease was mainly due to the marketing expenses associated with the promotion of the retail brand. General and administrative expenses for the second quarter of 2019 decreased by 16.8% to 7.3 million or 9.5% of total sales, compared with 8.8 million or 10% of total sales for the second quarter of 2018. The decrease was mainly due to the decline in number of stores. Income from operations for the second quarter of 2019 decreased by 37.7% to 2 million compared with 3.1 million for the second quarter of 2018. Net income attributable to the company for the second quarter of 2019 was 1.9 million compared with 2.8 million for the second quarter of 2018. Basic and diluted earnings per share were 13 cents for the second quarter of 2019 compared with 19 cents for the second quarter of 2018. As of June 30, 2019, Evergory had approximately 34.5 million of cash and cash equivalents compared with approximately 47 million as of December 31, 2018. Evergory had a working capital of approximately 42.6 million as of June 30, 2019, and outstanding bank loans of approximately 26 million as of June 30, 2019. Our relentless efforts have been paying off with 2019. Second quarter results, and we look forward to further strengthening the fundamentals and increasing operating leverage to support the long-term profitability of our business. This concludes my prepared remarks. Thank you for participating in Evergrande's second quarter of 2019 earnings call. We look forward to talking with you next quarter. If you have additional questions, please feel free to contact our IR department. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason Wang, for your closing remarks. Operator, we think we can end today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.